Marcus Sheridan is selling more fiberglass swimming pools than any other local pool retailer in North America. His blog is so popular, influential, and controversial that every major equipment manufacturer is courting him for some kind of strategic alliance. He's even selling installation and equipment leads to pool and spa companies across America, creating a new revenue stream. And to top it off, his company is no longer depending on leads from manufacturers. What's his secret? Sheridan says it's all thanks to social media. That is, a focus on making social sell and a bit of elbow grease. In 2006, the top national fiberglass pool company sold 500 pools. In 2009, they sold 35. Lack of consumer spending is either killing off or driving half of America's pool installers into the red. Pools and spas are luxury items. They're what people want, not what they need. But Sheridan's River Pools and Spas is thriving. In 2007, the small business spent over $250,000 in advertising, to net roughly $4.5 million in sales. In 2010, the company spent only $40,000 to achieve the same sales number, not to mention winning 15% more bids and dramatically shortening sales cycles, all during the greatest economic slowdown since the Great Depression. Sheridan and his co-founders, Jim Species and Jason Hughes, are living the dream. "It's all because of content," says Sheridan, who's generating local leads, increasing profit margin, and closing sales faster using his blog. "I'd been going on sales appointments and teaching people about pools for years," reflects Sheridan, who started up the Virginia-based company in 2001. He says, "I'd sit down at the kitchen table with my customer and spend a couple of hours teaching them about pools. Eventually, I'd get around to spending 30 minutes to try to sell them a pool. And that just never made sense to me. I knew it was the wrong methodology. With blogging, I quickly realized how I could do all the teaching before I ever met the prospect. They could get to meet me, get to know me by name, get to know my thoughts, my feelings, and my approach to swimming pools," says Sheridan, who suddenly realized it was possible to make every minute of his day more productive by publishing his lessons on the web. Sheridan's big aha was that blogging could serve a real purpose for his business. On that fateful day, he started making blogging a useful part of his daily life. He saw a way, a simple process, to make web publishing serve River Pools and Spas, to help grow it, and he never looked back. How to start generating local leads with a blog. In 2009, I said, okay, I need to figure out a way to get more leads. I had 15 to 20% of the leads that I had previously, says Sheridan, who needs to sell a minimum of 80 pools per year to break even, to cover his overhead costs. He says, if I can't meet that number, I'm sunk. Sheridan quickly realized he was not going to get the leads he needed to survive from the manufacturers. In fact, he felt far too dependent on manufacturers, and that was a problem, as was the idea of merely breaking even. He and his two partners have families to feed, so he began to blog based on questions he was getting from customers. He says, our approach was simple. We wrote down every question that's ever been asked to us by customers. We didn't care how generic or broad the questions were. We wrote all the questions down. These quickly became the titles of our blog posts. We took all the questions and answered them, as only we can do, really candidly. That's what prospects want. Within the first year of blogging, I wrote something like 2 articles a week, which isn't prolific, but I'm a guy who's busy selling pools and running a business, says Sheridan, who admits he wasn't a very good writer. But then I figured out what my voice was, and I just needed to write like I talk. And I eventually got pretty good at it. And then our website just exploded. Of course, I started getting visitors from all over the world, but I was also getting a lot of traffic from within my region that I probably would not have gotten if I was using some other type of medium. It worked. Sheridan knew that early-stage prospects do not turn to the Yellow Pages or TV ads for advice about pools. Nor do they typically turn to manufacturers for advice. When customers begin to consider buying an in-ground fiberglass pool, they're hungry for answers to a variety of questions. And they turn to one resource time and time again, the web. Sheridan says, by publishing all those long-tail, niche questions that we've been asked constantly over the course of 10 years, all of a sudden I had a very, very dominant keyword footprint in search engines like Google. I was scoring huge benefits on my e-commerce and blog sites. And when the blog started to grow in popularity, inbound links started to come. People were citing us as a resource. Then referrals started to grow. It was a domino effect. Sheridan understands two important facts. The web is flooded with prospects seeking specific answers. No, they're not yet ready to buy. They're hunting knowledge. And they're considering a purchase. In early stages, they're simply trying to discover authoritative, trustworthy advice before they buy. Secondly, Sheridan realizes knowledge sharing alone does not generate sales. That's why he constantly asks serious prospects for something in return for the knowledge that he shares. Sometimes it's information on his blog. Other times it's a professionally produced educational DVD or an ebook. In any case, River Pools and Spas doesn't give away the store. The business expects prospects to share who they are and where they are in the purchase consideration process. Sheridan qualifies each of his leads. How to increase profit margins with a blog. I'm always the highest number. Sure, I lose jobs and that's okay, says Sheridan as he discusses his market position. For instance, I've got a local competitor in the Richmond area. He needs to sell 2.5 pools for every one of mine to make the same amount of money that I do, which is the better business model. Sheridan says he's the highest price in town, but he's still selling more pools, even when his competitors are beating him up on quotes. Not being the low ball bidder suits him just fine. And it's all because his blog is part of a higher caliber consultative selling process. Simply stated, he gives more to get more from customers. And the people he wants to do business with see a clear difference between River Pools and Spas and the rest of the pack. My local customers realize very quickly that I'm the voice of the fiberglass pool industry, says a modest but confident Sheridan. They have an opportunity to buy from a brutally honest authority or some guy that's never given them one valuable bit of information in their life, except a low price tag. Well, many times they're going to choose our company. He goes on to say, it's not about being the cheapest guy. I don't talk about the lowest price, ever. I'm not interested in that at all. And he doesn't shrink from the challenge of backing up that high sticker price with quality products and services. He knows that's an age-old business challenge. Every business owner and brand has been forced to grapple with the quality expectations of customers. River Pools and Spas is stepping up to the plate and swinging for the wall. Blogging to shorten sales cycles. Sheridan doesn't stop at keeping profit margins high. He works tirelessly to ensure prospects choose River Pools and Spas without shopping around. Blogging literally lowers the number of competitive quotes his prospects need to satisfy thirst for proper due diligence. Don't believe it? Sheridan says he's living proof. He says, the problem is this. In this economy, everyone thinks they can get the deal of the lifetime, especially when they're dealing with a luxury item like a landscaper or a pool guy. These are things that you don't have to have. So the homeowner thinks they can beat the living snot out of you because they know you're desperate for the work. And Sheridan is quick to point out this dynamic is not limited to the pool industry. So here's my solution. I want my prospect to be so enamored with me, so in love with my content, so in love with the value that I'm giving them, that they don't shop, literally. And I get it all the time. I met with three people last week. All three prospects bought. You know how many got a second quote? Zero. Now that doesn't happen in the pool industry. Okay, honestly, one of the leads was going to get one. But she changed her tune when I reminded her who was there for her as her guide before she decided to make this investment. But those three sales, they were home runs. Sheridan seems endlessly enthusiastic. He says, I literally tell hot prospects, you've read 200 pages on my website. You've done more due diligence than 90% of people who buy pools. Why do you feel like you need to do more? And all the time, I get people who say, you're right. because I'm giving them the chance to do their due diligence. In fact, I want them to do their homework before I get to their house. Look, when I go on a sales call, I'm not going there to teach them about pools, says Sheridan. I'm going there to sell a pool to someone I've already gained the trust of because of the content on my blog. Sheridan points out how businesses he competes with often run average or below average lead nurturing processes. For instance, he sees businesses sending prospects trite, meaningless emails saying, "Thanks for contacting our company. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch soon." Sheridan candidly says, "Well, I don't believe in that." Instead, this savvy salesman knows all leads have one or two or even three deal-breaking or deal-making concerns. And this spells opportunity. He says, "Let's say I have a lead, and that lead identifies a specific set of obstacles for buying. I help prospects get comfortable with each concern by placing articles that I've written into each of my personalized follow-up emails. In addition to responding to their specific issues, I send out a standard set of information to prospects. They get my 50-page ebook, which is just a compilation of articles I've written. They get my reference list, 5 links to 3 or 4 videos, and 2 other articles. I'm making sure that each prospect is so well informed by the time I get to their house that it's impossible for them to not know me, to really get me, to know my products, the process, the delivery, everything that makes River Pools and Spas unique and worth doing business with. So when I get to the kitchen table, I'm not teaching any longer. I'm there to sell. To me, that's what content marketing is all about. It's the greatest sales tool in the world," Sheridan says with a smile. Blogging works for local marketers. Sheridan says, "I see many local small businesses saying, 'I don't want to blog because I'm just going to get visitors from outside my area.' And frankly, that's just a bad attitude. And worse, it's not true. I'm living proof. But I'm also convinced people with this attitude aren't seeing content as a useful, purposeful tool." Sheridan says blogging is the greatest sales tool in the world, but only when it's squarely aligned with sales processes. For instance, he says, consider a search engine term that his buyers often use. Fiberglass versus vinyl liner pools, which is better? A prospect typing this phrase into Google is a pretty serious pool buyer. And Sheridan is writing content to match this search engine query. Realistically speaking, he says, out of 1,000 people who type that into Google, maybe 5 are going to be from Maryland or 5 will be from Virginia. But he says, I'll take those 5 or 10. I'll play those numbers. Sheridan encourages us to think about it this way. It's likely that none of River Pools and Spas competitors is going to discover an early stage lead from a manufacturer or a general advertisement. And even if a competitor does manage to find a buyer, they'll often send them towards informational dead ends. Even today, swimming pool manufacturers are not very good at providing the most basic, fundamental answers, let alone the brutally honest kind. In fact, they're nearly absent in helping early-stage customers. So Sheridan is jumping right in headfirst with websites that are designed to sell. Step 1 is educating customers as part of a lead nurturing program. He says, there are pool companies out there who don't get 1,000 visits per year. That's the fact. And yesterday, I got a couple of 1,000 visits alone. I wrote 2 articles that were pretty controversial, I admit. One was addressing a serious problem in the industry that evoked strong thoughts and reactions. I had tons of comments rolling in. Does this kind of thing help me sell pools? You bet it does, and then some. An endlessly exuberant Sheridan says, when I first got into blogging, I realized search engine optimization has nothing to do with blogging. It has everything to do with selling. Now, Sheridan is a go-getter by nature, and he's out to dominate his territory. But he's eager to share, too. And that's why he teaches other business owners how to sell with social tools like Facebook, Twitter, and blogs. His business blog has cast him as the nation's leading fiberglass pool expert, bar none. But he also publishes thesaleslion.com, where he helps small business owners generate more leads more often across multiple industries. Be sure to tune in. All right, that concludes our case study. please return to the lesson page for action steps to create success for your business.